Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Later this hour, we will pay our respects to the least respected currency in the history of the world. That is the penny. It has officially been discontinued. I'm sure you've got some probably in between the seats of your car right now, maybe in your pocket. Maybe you've got one of them jars. It's just been collecting them your entire life. And now they've decided to stop making them because it's just not worth it. People aren't really spending them. People don't even bend down to pick them up anymore. But a little bit later this hour, we will officially let you pay your final respects to the penny. And people are not waiting until that moment because they have to share their love for the currency that no one seems to care about. And we're just accepting these stories in remembrance of the penny all show long. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, at 21, I bought my first beer with all pennies because I had been fired from my job a week before. The dirtiest pennies.
Oh, man, something even nicer about spending the dirty pennies.
Bye, Penny, you will always be loved and you will always be dirty, just like me.
Beautifully said. And if you have any tributes you'd like to leave on the GOAT line, that number is 844-956-GOAT. Quite a few people sharing stories about a time that a penny actually saved their ass, or potentially a bunch of pennies. Maybe it was a sock full of pennies that you turned into a weapon.
I used to collect pennies, and then I would pour them all out on my bed, and I would bathe in them like Scrooge McDuck.
And that is why Allie has earned the name El Cheapo, because what she doesn't realize is it was only 17 cents worth of pennies, and she felt like Scrooge McDuck rolling around in the dirty, dirty penny.
Yeah, but I thought it was so cool that he dove into his money like that and swam in it, and I was like, I gotta do that. I want to know what that feels like, but it feels really dirty.
Later this hour, all of those touching tributes as we celebrate the coin that we've all used at some point in our life, but doesn't really matter much at all.
Well, it's the thing you can collect the most of because it's worth the least. So when you
you know how Disneyland has those little penny presses all over the park?
I was
a huge collector of that. I have I collected about 23 until my wife was like mocking me relentlessly, so I stopped.
Yeah, she's right, Omar.
Sometimes I saw one recently. It was like $4 that you had to put in there. And I was like, dude, because it used to be like 51 cents.
Yeah, it was like 50 cents. Yeah.
And then you're like, cool, I got a flat penny with a little stagecoach on it.
I thought it was nice.
Well, some places, that used to be just the free souvenir. If you had a penny, you could stamp it for free. They didn't even charge you to do it. Then all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute, what are we doing this for free? We can charge people. But you're right, Omar. I didn't even think about it. Those are probably going to go away now. Because
I know, those machines are sitting in so many gift shops and random places, theme parks.
Who thought about that? I didn't realize. I mean, this tribute alley, I think, is a little bit less symbolic than the last one, but it is worthy of listening to.
Okay, so I'm calling about the penny that you posted on Instagram. I was in my early 20s. I was dating a total loser that had just lost his job.
Oh, what a beautiful start to the tribute of the penny. Okay.
And we were scrounging to make rent, and the rent was $1,000, and I had the $1,000 cash, but I needed $1 to get a money order, and I didn't realize that you needed a dollar. So I go through my whole car, everything. I find 99 cents.
Oh, man.
And I just needed one more penny to make that dollar to get that money order. And I went to up to the cashier at the bank and I told her, look, I'm short one penny. I searched my whole car. I cannot find one penny. Like, can you do anything for me? And she's just like, sorry, it's going to throw off my door.
Ew.
That is one of the most annoying things. I know. The people that go, that's going to throw off my drawer. I cannot let that one penny slide.
Dude, that's the whole, that's one of the beauty, the most beautiful things about a penny is that nobody cares. So if you're a penny short, everyone's like, whatever.
Yeah, up until, I think usually you have, the buffer is up until the next coin. So you could be anywhere from 1 to 4 pennies short. And usually that's you can go ahead and let that slide. But apparently not this woman.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
So she couldn't pay rent and now she's homeless. And that is the power
of the
penny.
And that was the start of the homeless problem here in Southern California.
She was the first one because of the penny. So obviously impactful moments. And if you have any stories you'd like to share, the GOAT line is there for you. 844-956-GOAT. Our official send-off to the penny. We will get to that coming up. You smell that, Allie?
Yeah, what is that?
I think that's Vanessa burning the Diddy burger.
I almost burned it, almost.
It smells like you already did.
It smells like it's burned.
Oh, no, Vanessa.
Vanessa, it's burned.
It's okay. The applesauce will fix it.
We're literally sitting here in the studio now, and it smells of smoke billowing into the studio. So how do you mean you almost burned it if we're smelling
it? It's not burned. It's just smoky.
You know what? Adult, it's our fault. We shouldn't send a child to go cook.
I know, this is like when a kid makes macaroni and cheese for the first time.
It is, based on what I'm smelling
now. I was trying to make cereal in the toaster.
It is.
Guys, you know what happened when you put something in the air fryer and the crumbs?
And it burns?
Those are the things that burn.
Oh, the crumbs at the bottom?
So you're saying the crayons? Did you try to cook with crayons again? We've talked about this, Vanessa.
Eating them and putting them in your nose.
So the smell that we're getting right now, which is a pungent smoke smell, you're saying is not our Diddy burger?
No. It's the crumbs.
All right.
The crumbs? I think we're getting far.
She's trying to say Sean Combs.
Oh, got it.
Sean P. Diddy Combs,
the
right?
Cubs.
The crumbs. Okay.
Okay. When we get back in a moment, I can't believe we're going to do it, but we are going to recreate straight from the trial.
Now I think Vanessa should do it.
Vanessa, I think you may have to do your first shock collar food review of this burned burger.
We decided Jake because he likes burgers in the trunk.
I'm fine.
All right. So when we get back, one of us will try this. It will be streaming on YouTube. If you're not watching us, we'll give you a second to get there. It'll be the high voltage food review. We need 5 words from you that someone could potentially say while reviewing a cheeseburger covered in applesauce. Any words you're thinking of, get them to us on the text line now. We will decide which 5 are the buzzwords. And if they are used by the reviewer at any point during the review, they will receive a giant voltage of electricity coursing through their veins. Who will it be? Will it be Jake? Probably. What will be the words? You help us decide, and we'll come back with the high voltage food review of the burnt Diddy burger next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.